Dr. Julie Galthorpe with Miriam and I this morning talking about relationships. Are you in a relationship where, you know, maybe everything feels like a test other than, say, a conversation?
And Yeah, it can feel like it
always
feel volatile. Yes, you never know. You never know what you're going to get. That's right.
What are they going to ask next?
That's right. And also, are they going to show up? Are they going to, is there like those subtle digs that get thrown at me, things that make me feel small? And then you're wondering, like, why am I putting up with this?
You know?
And it's people feel stuck, but you're not stuck.
Okay, well, explain that you're not stuck.
Well, think about it this way. If we kind of make it a little fun, I've come up with a way to think about these disruptors in our life, kind of like high school characters, because it is immature behavior that's throwing you off. So if you think about, pick your favorite movie or television series about high school. And if you look at the people in those films, overall, you're going to see a spotlight seeker, a drama spinner, the know-it-all. There's also like the vanisher person that, you know, never shows up unless they want to get credit for something. And those are the disruptive people. And as you recall, when they engage with people, it's all about them. So now if they don't mature, we hope most people mature from that behavior because some of it is normal as you're learning to, you know, manage relationships as you're moving through those adolescent years. But what ends up happening if they don't mature and they keep those characteristics and behaviors, they just move from bothering and controlling people in the hallways or cafeteria to your workplace, your gym, your social get-togethers. Mm-hmm. So it's those bullying cliques and those mean-spiritedness behaviors that they might be more passive, but they're equally disruptive. Now, on the positive side, though, you still will have all those good characters that were in those movies as well. So I would say those are more your harmony seekers, the people who bring calm. So in many series or movies, it's the harmony seeker that we identify with because we want to see ourselves that way as the person that's kind, calm, brings good things to the group. But in reality, as we get older, if the disruptors in a workplace or a friend group are not addressed, mm-hmm. then what happens is the harmony seekers and the leaders in the group are not getting what they need, so they will drift away. And then that group or the workplace loses the culture that you want to maintain.
So what are you saying then? What's the solution? Are you saying just then address it even if others are upset with you?
Yeah, because there's different reasons we don't address it, right, Miriam? Like one is that, you know, we don't have the capacity one. It's like we feel spread so thin that we don't want to deal with the ripple effect. We also, like you just pointed out, we fear it because we don't want to rock the boat or get locked out of the group. Oh, you know, everyone else thinks he's great. You know, these are my friends and I don't want to lose them. You know, just because you've had friends for, you know, many years, you've invested a lot in this friendship. If it's hurtful towards you, if you think back, it might have been hurtful the whole time. It's just that you just tolerated that. So the solution is quite simple, but it does take courage. You know, every time you let that disruptive behavior slide, you're letting people treat you that way. And little by little, what happens is disruption becomes the norm. So if you think about high schools, if no one sets healthy expectations and then implements them, like, say, teachers and people in leadership, disruptors will rule, and then no one wants to be there, including the people that are to be leading, like the teachers, right? So instead, you have to notice it, say something clearly, and then follow through with action. So realize that those happy relationships only work when there's reciprocity. Without it, you're just going to feel stuck and unhappy, like you're in 10th grade.
I guess some self-reflection, and if you feel like the relationship is kind of sucking the energy out of you or draining you, then it's just time to move on, right?
Yeah, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to be black or white. It can be small changes, right? Yeah.
All right, just to wrap things up, you have a new keynote called That's So High School, Built for Leaders, Work Teams, and you're presenting at an upcoming event.
Yes. So the keynote, That's So High School, came from speaking with leaders about the stress they experienced from that drama, dysregulation, and immaturity at work. There is a solution, and I'm bringing it through a keynote talk, which is presented to businesses as well as different organizations. There is, for local, ZenFest on October 5th. There are details and tickets at restingzenface.com. And if you go to my Facebook, I will get that posted as well or on our website. But restingzenface.com, you can buy tickets for October 5th here in Belleville.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Have a good day.
Have a great day, everyone.